I have pictures of like me with like a bra. I'm clothed, but I have like the bra over my clothes.
Welcome to another Latino with a podcast. I'm the Latino with a podcast, Christian Hennismayer. Why are you laughing? You're also Latino. You can be another Latino with a podcast. I'm with Abby Sanchez. He's an amazing comic. He's been in Entre Nos in HBO. He has his show Pilsen Stand-Up that is in Pilsen, if you didn't figure that out. It's in Simone's, that is an amazing bar. And if you put his name, Abby Sanchez, in YouTube, like, the first, like, 10, 15 results is, like, he just killing in Laugh Factory. So, check me out. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm glad that it actually pops up as me because, because what happened is a lot of the, like, women named Abigail, they started going by Abby, but A-B-I instead of A-B-B-Y. So, now I'm, like, the only guy that pops up under ABI under any social media. So I'm buried under all these other, like, Abigails that just decided to change their name. So.
Some guy is like, who the fuck is this Abby writing to me? It's like, oh, he's a guy.
Yeah, it's fucking sucks.
Funny, though.
Fucked up my algorithm.
Cheers. Salud. You're the second person that I'm giving Venezuelan rum in this, in this podcast.
This is rum, huh?
It's the finest.
Not bad.
It's good.
It's good.
It's really good. It's a really good rum.
It's not Puerto Rican rum, but it's okay.
So that was all. Thank you so much for watching. How old are you again?
Like, I'm 46 years old. Yeah.
46 years old. So usually I have topics. And, okay. The topic that I
you don't have topics for someone who's old? Like, shit, I gotta
go. Yeah. No. Because I feel old with these topics.
Okay.
This is the problem. And I make like, I don't know, teriyaki chicken. I'll call it teriyaki chicken. I feel I'm going to be like one of these like old guys who's like, he's a fucking boomer. Like, in that moment, it will be like fucking millennials. They are so old because I'm so against this. I don't know if you have seen like lately how their Google is doing this. I don't know if iPhone at some point, I'm pretty sure it's going to do it. They're selling their phones already with technology that is like, hey, you took a picture in like maybe in the beach and there's like a people behind, you can just circle them.
I use it all the time.
And fuck this guy.
Because we're
changing our own past and it doesn't make sense. It's like,
but that one person doesn't matter if they're just in the background. It does matter.
Why? There's a story.
Because if there's a murder, that you want to be like, I was on the beach with that guy?
Yeah, first that.
But it keeps a copy, so it's like you don't delete the original. It's still there.
Yeah, but people do delete the original.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a story of a couple. It's famous. I bet if you put it there, you can find it. It's this couple that has been married for 40 years or something like that, and they're looking back at all photos of him and her, and he sees a photo, and it's like in a monument. And in the background, there's a guy walking. I was like, that's me. And at that moment, they didn't know each other. And
it's like a whole love story
that is like, oh, my God, I cannot believe like the coincidence in the universe. In this era, it's going to be like, no, I was alone by myself in that part.
Well, I've actually used it because you can highlight yourself, and I can make myself taller. So like,
you're already
I know.
Like
6'2". So like, if I want to make someone feel really bad, I just make myself bigger. Like, I did that to one of the people that come to Pilsen Stand-Up. And, like, why'd you do that to me? I was like, it's fucking hilarious to see, like, you look like a tiny-ass person.
But he's already, like, 6'2",
6'3". Yeah.
Dude, I should start doing that.
You could just, like, start blowing yourself up so you're, like, the same height as everybody.
I'm the same height as you, and you're like, you're not that tall.
Yeah, so.
But I'm super against because, okay, with the background, it's something, but that plus the filters plus everything.
The filters is different because that's like if I come up missing or some girl comes up missing, it's like, you don't look like that. So it's like, yeah, we have no idea who we're looking for because you decided to add a full face of makeup and maybe you got like that doesn't have a puppy dog nose. I don't know this person.
This is a really nice sketch.
It's like, oh, you picked the most beautiful picture. And like, they don't look like that 90% of the time. Yeah.
But, and I believe we're changing how we look the past because I remember looking at old photographs, like the ones you have to print at Kodak or something. And they're imperfect. And something about them being imperfect is what makes them amazing.
It feels, well, my thing, I'm against taking multiple pictures. That's why I like the old school. Yeah. So it's like, when I grew up, it was legit 24 or 36 pictures. And you're going to have some duds in there, but it's like, you might capture somebody with a stupid face. But it's like, you just take back to that memory. As opposed like, oh, hold on, my face wasn't right. Like, yeah, but your face is not always going to be right.
Yeah.
So I prefer one and done. So like when we're taking pictures at the shows and he's like, oh, we gotta take another picture. No, we don't. I took that's the one it. You didn't get it, we're good. Like,
and when you remember, if you remember through pictures, you're gonna remember, oh, like if you're sneezing in the picture, it's like, oh yeah, something happened,
right?
Like something popped out, I was like, what's that smell? I have to sneeze, I have this allergy that day. But if you edit, I keep editing the photos,
yeah,
and you just have the best one, you're not gonna maybe not remember those moments. And that's why I'm like super against.
Yeah, I'm against multiple pictures. Like, we got to take another one. No, we don't. Your face is your face.
And
then that's it. I walk off. I legit told people, like, I'm doing one picture and that's it.
Yeah. I had kind of a fight. No, it was not a fight. It was a discussion, but it could escalate maybe into a fight because shout out to my ex. because... She got married, right? Amazing for her. I'm happy for her.
She erased every picture of you and replaced it. <again.
laughs> Put it in the face of the guy. Like, yeah. No. But I'll do it just for fun. she hired a photographer for her wedding. And in one of her stories, she puts like, one of the stories of the photographer, but she reposted. It's like, I just delivered 600 photos. No, 2,000 photos or something like that.
Okay.
And I told her, like, hey, if a photographer is delivering 2,000 pictures, they don't know what they were doing. Because it doesn't make sense.
They were just taking their...
They were just like, whatever it comes, like, statistically, it's like, yeah, but these pictures are really good. It's like, oh, of course, because he probably took like 10,000, and he's like, right, from those 10,000, it's like, oh, just...
2,000 is a lot of freaking pictures, too. It's like, because by the end, probably at a wedding, you can see how drunk she's getting. Like, yeah. By the 2,000th picture, her eyelids are just hanging out. Like, I'm going to trace this. What is this?
Teriyaki. Let's call it teriyaki chicken.
Taste it first, and then I'll describe it.
No, I'm a nice cook.
No, it's teriyaki.
It feels teriyaki.
I feel we're eating on the mic, though.
But it's really good. I made it, and I made it in 15 minutes because I was watching the...
Because it was frozen in a microwave.
No, because I was watching Italy against Croatia. It was a really nice game.
I heard Italy came back and won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing Italy. Shout out to Italy. They're like, we're not watching your podcast. But I was like, if that was a old school photographer,
yeah,
they have like 10 rolls, and each roll has like 36 pictures. He will choose the moments,
right,
to capture. Like, he's not like, oh yeah, that.
I mean, it shows just like prr, prr.
Hate that. I hate when I hear that sound and I see a photographer and it's like, prr, it's like,
you're not doing anything.
You just needed one,
right?
One click. That's it. It's like, then you're going to delete like I eight.
Think that's where technology. And then the same thing happened with movies, because movies were never 2.5 hours, 3 hours long. But now that they're not using film and it's all digital, they can make a 3-hour movie. And now we got to sit here and watch a 3-hour fucking Marvel movie. Like, you could have did this in 90 minutes for real.
Yeah, but 3 hours that they fought the fucking director being like, hey, we need to cut this.
Right.
Because it's like, director's cut this thing. I was like, right. How? Yeah. How is that? What was he doing?
What's funny is I have no problem watching 10 hours of a TV show. But if you make me watch a 3-hour movie, like, this is too much. But at least I can watch.
You have to sit down and watch. Like,
I watch movies now in that fashion. If it's like 2.5 hours, I'll watch 45 minutes 3 times. And then I eventually get to the end. It's like, oh, this is a great TV series.
And you take your steps. Like, it's like, pause.
Right.
This is commercial pause. So you go, yeah, just work somewhere else, you come back. Yeah. Was it good?
I'm with you. Huh?
Was it good?
It's decent.
It's decent? Yeah. Okay. Give me to Jordan. You're not welcome in my party. No. But I don't know. I'm so against like that. I feel we're editing our past. Like if... As kids now, when they, and I don't know if you see the trend, they're not posting anything on Instagram. It's like,
because they don't, or they're covering their faces.
Or they're covering their faces. Yeah. I saw a tweet that was like, this is how grandma looked at 15. And yeah. It's like, just
yeah, because they don't want to have any awkward pictures. Yeah, that's kind of dumb. Because I have a lot of like awkward pictures.
And those are the best ones to remember.
Yeah, because those are good memories. Like,
you have the naked pictures?
I do have naked baby pictures like all the time.
Yeah, mom. I don't know why grandmothers. I don't know if it's still. Do you have kids? You don't have kids.
No, I don't have kids. No.
But you have friends with kids.
Of little babies. Not.
Second time I have a pedophile on the podcast.
I have a lot of babies. No.
but my mom was. She had 36 pictures on that roll, and she's like, "Let's get him naked and take some."
I think what happens is like. Our parents do it, and then we realize how fucked up it was. And we're like, yeah, we're not going to have naked pictures of our kids. That's weird. And that's why, like, every generation is always, like, that's one of the things I hate, too, is, like, my generation, like, oh, kids have it too easy these days. Like, yeah, because we were so fucked up. Yeah. They're like, hey, let's put a helmet on this kid. So that way, if he's riding his bike and hits the dirt, he doesn't get CT, like, get concussion. So, like, all these kids have helmets on. Like, yeah, because we didn't have any. We hit the ground hard. And when you get that coconut sound, that's not good. Like, you don't want that for your child.
But we're getting to the other stream that's like we're overprotecting too. There are some kids that you...
Yeah, when they got like the elbow pads and knee pads, like you got to break some bones. But not your head, but like a wrist or an elbow or something.
Or like eat dirt.
Like, yeah, you got to like
my
hit
mom
the ground.
Has a picture of me eating sand on a beach. Like because apparently I thought the sand was chocolate. She did not stop me from eating sand. She went to grab the camera, and I have a camera like just like I'm like they dig a hole and they put me in the hole like waist like deep, just like with a lot of sand in my face.
That's just a Venezuelan delicacy.
Yeah, that was like okay, we don't have this is harina pan, I guess. Like, do you have any pictures that you're like, why did my mom did this? I have one. I'm with it's the gayest photo I ever have. It's like I'm with a big hat and I'm holding the hat like this and I'm fucking naked. Oh,
I'm like, not. I have pictures of like me with like a bra. I'm clothed, but I have like the bra over my clothes.
I know.
And I'm holding a purse and it's just like me. And I'm like, what am I doing? It's like there's always like little weird shit like that.
I believe I have one like kind of like that. No, I have one in,
but it was
in
funny
cause, high heels.
Because back in the day, like it wasn't like bad to make it. So this just meant you were gay. So just me standing there like this, like oh look at the little gay. I was like oh shit, this is not cool.
Do you have the picture? Like
it's somewhere in the house. Yeah, okay. I know. I'm not gonna post it, but it's
I want to put it like as the background, whole background during the whole episode.
No, there's a picture of me that they use for a promo of a show.
Oh,
a long time ago, it was just me naked standing on a kitchen table with like a hat on. It's like I'm probably a toddler, so I just put a leaf over where my penis is.
If
it was a very big leaf, but it's
I'll make a short. I'll make a reel about it. If you're out there and you're like, I believe 28 to 45, 46, and you have a picture of you naked with a hat, I don't know why. I don't know why, but moms really love those ones. Those are like, let's do it.
It's the weirdest thing because but I can't picture any of my friends now taking naked pictures like bath time.
Yeah, no.
It's just like no, there's no naked pictures of kids.
Yeah,
because they go to jail for that shit now.
But my mom has those one of me, but not she didn't have them of my sister. My sister is like no naked pictures.
How old is she? Younger.
She's 4 years younger.
Oh, okay. So she probably learned her lesson. Like,
like, no, I'm not going to do this. Like,
yeah.
But, and those are the pictures that my mom, every time I have like, hey, mom, this is, it was always with a girl. It's like, I like this girl. She go home for some reason. Let's do an assignment at school. And she's like, do you want to see some pictures? I want to have some. Look at this one. Look how small his dick is. Like, that's look, so look.
Like, he's the only thing that didn't grow on him. That's weird.
I'm just like, she just came to do some chemistry assignment. Yeah. Why are you?
No. Do you have any episodes like that? I have one that I remember clearly because I used to be in underwear, always in the house, just underwear, no like shorts. And I was like 11, 12. I was still a kid, but just like, you know, the underwear. And once she brought someone that my mom knew that I liked her, and she didn't tell me.
So you just run around the house in underwear?
And the
girl comes over.
And my mom just came in. It's like, hi. And I was in the living room, and I saw who was behind my mom. And I just started running like a monkey because, you know, that's the way. And then I came with pants like, hey, how are you?
Just working out. I was just in the gym. Yeah, just done working out. No, my mom never, she never tried to embarrass me.
Bad Latino mother.
She kept it cool, but... She's funny, so she would just make comments to like if I did something weird, she'd be like, oh, look at this little, but she like old school, so she'd use the F word and like all that. Like, she, it's kind of funny, but yeah, she's never tried to embarrass me or anything like that. So,
your dad,
no, my dad, I haven't, he's dead now, but I hadn't seen him since I was 10 years old, so like
that he did something to embarrass
me.
Like
18, he left. Yeah. No, he never did anything to embarrass me either. I don't think so, no.
But he left or he died when you
No,
were
they got divorced and then
you
he went back
see
to
him.
Puerto Rico, and then I just never seen him again.
Oh, your mom was living here.
Yeah, she still lives here. Yeah.
Okay. You're lucky. How are you funny?
How am I funny?
Yeah, you usually have to go to trauma to be a little.
No,
funny.
I mean, shit, there was a lot of trauma leading up to him not being here.
Like, no embarrassment, but trauma.
Yeah, I wasn't embarrassed, but there was definitely shit that I saw that I shouldn't have saw at 10 years old.
Like, can I have an example?
Let's see. Definitely, like him ending up homeless as a homeless person and coming asking me for food and money. I was like, I'm 12. I was like, I don't have a job, dude. Like,
I am homeless.
You're fully functioning. Yeah, you're an adult. You can probably get that. And then, like, that's what the best thing about getting older is you start learning, like, why shit like happened, like secrets. Yeah. So it's like, oh, he was a gambler and that's what the problem was. And then you find out like, oh, so it's not like character building to do homework in the dark. he just bet your fucking money away. Or like, I remember I found out like he was stealing birthday card money.
Yeah.
So my grandmother in PR would send it over and we'd never get it. And my grandma was like, yeah, you never got the money. And she's like, no, we never got it.
The cards.
No.
Not even the cops.
So nothing. It was all intercepted before we got to the house. So when we finally, she moved out, she found the box. So he was keeping it like a trophy, like serial killer trophy. So like, oh yeah, Abby's fifth birthday. Like the fucking, the Cubs really lost that, blew that game. You know what I'm saying? It was like kind of fucked up to find like all the old birthday cards. Yeah. Just the money was gone out of it.
Yeah, but you found the birthday cards.
Yeah, but
all like, this time you're like, my grandma's a bitch. Yeah. Never, not even one card. Like, yeah. Come on, grandma.
I would get, it'd be like randomly. Like I'd get like the fifth birthday, or I'd get like sixth, but then like seven and eight would never show up. And then like 10 was like, oh, okay. Now
he's like, we gotta, do you think, and with this, we're going to end the first part. Do you think it was because he was like, I'll give him this one? Or it was because he was like, I couldn't intercept this one, damn it.
Yeah, and it was because my mom probably got to the mail first. Yeah, and that was pretty much it, yeah.
Well, we're going to do a little pause. We're going to continue with traumas of Ali Sanchez. Okay, and we're back with more trauma. Okay, let me see if I remember some of But these are moments of your life that change a little bit. Like I remember the first time I saw a sex scene on TV. Mm-hmm. I was with my two aunts. They rented 8 Mile.
Okay.
And I was like 12. I don't know why they rented.
Oh my, what's sexy? I was like, oh, in the car.
No, yeah. They have one in the car, and there was one in a fabric.
Oh, in the studio.
In the studio or a fabric, I don't remember. But those moments are so uncomfortable. I just kept eating because I have Pepsi, candies, and shit. And I was like, with an erection, like, well,
happening. I didn't have that because my mom still had to work, and she ended up working, she worked like retail, so her hours were always like towards the night. And so I pretty much had all day to myself. And it wasn't like cell phones were around that she can track me.
Yeah, but you didn't have like, I'm pretty sure you were like, what, 12, 15?
Like 10, yeah.
So 10, you have magazines. You didn't have like.
No, because I didn't have access. I didn't have access to porn or anything like back then.
Just close to her ass, like. Mm.
No, like it was just me, like just find out, like, oh shit, like something's happening, but like I didn't realize what to do until.
What was your first encounter with porn?
I think it was definitely a magazine, like a Playboy, popped up somewhere, like a friend's basement. A friend's house. Yeah.
And you're like, why is this sticky?
Right, and I was like, oh, yeah, like, why aren't all the pages? And then like my friend's brother, he was older, like 4 years older, and he just had magazines and like stash. So we'd be like, all right, let's go and look and see what we could find, if we kind of movie or something like that.
Did you ever video rented that you have to go through like through a court?
I used to work at a video store that had that, so. It always
you just take it home.
I would just take some home, yeah. Like come back, and I remember one time, I don't know, like it was in the VCR that I had in my room, and then like I don't know if my mom what she was doing. Maybe she was looking for a movie to watch for herself, and she went in my VCR and pulled one out. And I don't know, but like it was an old cassette VHS.
Okay.
But there are always bright colors. There was always like hot pink or something like that. So she takes it out, and I come home. She's like, "Hey, Abby, is this movie the movie Showgirls?" Like, I don't know if you remember the movie Showgirls, but it was about like strippers in Vegas. Yeah. And I'm like, no. And I just took it out, but it was like it was a nasty ass name on the front. And I'm like, how much of this did you watch that you realize? Do you realize this might not have been Showgirls? Because it was like straight up like porn. It was just like hardcore fucking porn.
Okay, I want to see this in the movies. Right? Yeah, you like, want to go with me?
Yeah. I'm like, no. I mean, give me that shit. Don't give me that back.
Do you have any favorite like old school like porn?
Old school? No, I don't.
Do you like the new ones?
I like them because I watch them, but it's like
you don't have any preference. Like, yeah, I
don't have like a preference on stars.
I love
like
Emmanuel. That was on. They put it on the Field Zone after 11 p.m.
Oh, so
Emmanuel was amazing.
Yeah, we amazing. Had like, Red Shoe Diaries. Those were like a series.
Red Shoe, like Rendezvous.
Yeah,
I know
Emmanuel,
names.
Emmanuel, because I remember Emmanuel, like it was like Emmanuel 6, and she's lost in Paris. Or something.
No, the best
like
one was like Emmanuel in space.
In space,
I can see the whole movie. The whole movie.
She's like the dirty Barbie, just has all these jobs. Yeah.
But Emmanuel, if you want to watch a nice porn, it was soft porn.
It was very soft because
it was like titties.
I was very upset when I found out it was soft porn. Core porn was where it was just like the guy basically just banging into the girl that I simulate, and I was like,
no,
and he's just acting, and then but you can see like everything, he's not even hard, like he's just like slap. I'm like, how are you not hard? That's so weird.
Yeah, I believe soft porn is like Game of Thrones, like it would be the same category of Emmanuel. Yes. Like, you see some titties and maybe some action,
yeah, but now, yeah, definitely Game of Thrones and all that other stuff. They replace it, there's no reason for it anymore.
Yeah, a video of Nicki Minaj is like, yeah, right. this Emmanuel was a little less than this, and right. This is way too much.
It's on your phone now, so it's such a private thing. Before, you'd have to go out.
I don't do it in my phone too much.
How do you watch porn?
In my laptop here.
On your laptop?
Yeah,
that's too much.
I don't like this. Like I prefer this, and I'm just doing it. That
no, just like yeah, I prefer that.
You do it vertical. You
no,
do
I always video. Landscape.
Landscape. That's the way to go.
Yeah, this is too much screen. It's like I need I don't want to see bigger than what's on my phone.
No, but for me, this is uncomfortable. Just like
just laying down. Just like,
and if you're just laying, and you drop the phone, you won't.
No, I got a harness that I put on. It's like VR goggles I just put on my face.
You actually have a harness? Because I believe they do exist.
Yeah, they have little neck harnesses.
You have it?
No, I don't have one of those.
You want one? Let's buy an Amazon for you.
Probably like $12.
Next show, you go for Abby Sanchez. He just
wearing a harness. Have it. Just recording the audience.
It's like, we know why you have it. I have that topic, but I have another topic that I also like, because it also goes with me being a millennial. But in an old way, like the same way we talk about boomers. Did you hear about the meta scrapping?
Meta scrapping?
Yeah.
No, I don't even know what that is.
Well, they're basically everything that you put on whatever meta, that is Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram,
they are basically, that's free. You don't pay for those services. Right. The way you pay is with your information. And apparently what they're doing now is with Meta, they're starting a project that they're going to take everything you post, everything you put there, and they're going to feed that to their AI.
Okay, that makes sense.
And at some point, you can have, maybe you're just driving and you see like a billboard for Viagra pills, and it's you. Because they have the information, and they sell your pictures and everything to a company.
I didn't know they were selling pictures.
And they're not, and they can put you doing whatever, but because the company is not buying your image, it's buying an AI model of you.
Oh, okay.
But the AI can do it because the AI has your pictures. Right. The AI will think you're taller than what you are, but it has. Did you see Black Mirror, the last season?
Yes, I don't know if I watched every episode,
though. Well, there's one called Joan is Awful.
Oh, the one where she's basically recreate her life?
Yeah, I believe we're going there, like with this meta scrapping.
I'm really hoping I'm dead by then. I don't mind the AI, you know, like if it's helpful and it's like, what's crazy is I'll literally just think of something. And it's just a thought. I haven't said this out loud. It wasn't something I said to myself, like, oh, I wonder what this, like, blah, blah, blah. And I'll start typing what is the definition of, and it's like literally, so the last thing I looked up was like, there's a term in golf, it's called scatter.
Okay.
When you're in a golf cart, they want you to scatter so you don't drive over the same trails, right?
Okay.
I didn't know what that meant. So I'm typing in my phone, and I was like, what does SCA, and it was like scatter meaning golf. And I'm like, I did not say this out loud. I did not say this to anybody else, but it filled in
exactly
the suggestion, what I was looking at. I was like, that's fucking weird.
Because it knows that you play golf.
Right, and it knows that I've been on a golf course. It's such a weird thing that, like, even now we're talking about teriyaki chicken. I guarantee it's going to pop up on my phone as, like, a recipe or something like that. Or, like,
yeah,
Venezuelan
for sure.
rum. I'm like...
And Viagra. I talk about Viagra. Yeah,
so that always pops up on my mind. I already
have that on my algorithm.
Once you're over 40, they're just going to show it to you automatically.
You know, but for me, I'm not... I don't think we're going to be dead. I believe this is going to be the next 20 years that they are selling. Because in Joan is Awful, Salma Hayek, she sold her image to this company that is like Netflix. They put another name that I don't remember. So she's not acting. She just gave her image.
And somebody else,
but she sold it. I believe we're doing that now by using Instagram and Facebook and all of that for free. Not for free, because again, these services are free, but you're paying with your image.
Yeah.
So at some point, they can use your image, and I'm pretty sure that's gonna happen. And someone's like, "Hey, you have to take that down." It's like, did you read the conditions, the terms and conditions? You agree to the shit.
It's weird because like I'll just be sitting there and I get like a $30 deposit into my Venmo or some shit. I'm like, what Instagram class action lawsuit did I just win? And like, why is it only $32? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's like $1 billion. Like, they could legit give everybody in the country $1 million, right? There's what, 330 million people in the country?
But you're getting 32 at least.
But I'm getting $32 and they have all my information. It's like, you're going to make so much more money. Just give me $1 million. Like, make it worth it.
So I don't know. I'm a little afraid that we're going to get to a point that is just weird.
It's weird that like, everybody release an AI at the same time. So like Google has their, I think it's called Gemini, is their AI.
Yeah.
And then Apple just released their own. It's like Open AI or some shit like that.
Then you have the Meta AI.
And then you have, even Amazon has their AI now. It's called Rufus.
That's the worst.
So like I go shopping on Amazon, and it's just constantly like asking me, like, is trying to get me to give it information so it can eventually like learn what I'm doing. But like, Google already knows what I'm doing, so they just show me everything that they think is relevant.
This is what I think. I'm going to be an old guy. I'm going to be like 74. I'm going to be like, fuck AI, they won't know what I'm doing. And it's like, dad, we're just shopping.
Right,
like,
yeah.
No.
Because it's not like I'm doing anything.
They know.
that I'm worried about getting caught up, you know, for, you know what I'm saying? So like the people that are really worried about are doing some weird shit that like, I don't need no one to know these things that I'm doing. Like,
yeah, I've been in that position that it's like, we're selling our information to China. It's like, they can't have it. What are they going to do with it?
Yeah, what are they going to do with my sad information? Like, yeah. I don't have military secrets. I don't have anything like that. Yeah. Like, no one's fucking informing me of fucking...
China's like, this guy is a loser.
Yeah,
dude.
Like, come on. There's some Chinese dude just fucking watching my life. Like, damn, this poor guy.
Just watching my picture as a baby, just naked with the hat. Why did his mom did that?
Yeah.
It's actually my mom. He's like, hey, did you see that?
Right. She's putting it in AI. She's feeding the information to the Chinese.
But I'm a little afraid. And I believe I have never put this into a joke, but I believe it would be good if I at some point do it. You know, at some moment, we have like the idea that our parents were stupid with technology. And and it's like my mom is like, my mom forgets her Gmail password. It's my fault.
Yeah.
And shit like that.
I think if I died, my mom's 50% of her sadness would be that I couldn't help her with technology anymore.
Dude,
she's like, you could have set up my Alexa. This he had to fucking die. And I was like, oh, wow. Calm down, lady.
My mom once, she yelled at me. She was mad at me. Like, really mad. Because I didn't want to help her. Moving her WhatsApp stickers, you know, in WhatsApp you have stickers. So to her Gmail. And I'm like, you cannot do that. And she's like, okay, if you don't want to help me, don't help me. Like, mom, you cannot. It's not that I want.
Right. I'm not a fucking programmer. I'm not Google. I can't do this.
Yeah, like, mom, you cannot do this. But I believe the same annoyingness is going to happen between our generation, maybe now the iPad kids. Well, iPad kids are now like 20, and that's fucked up. But maybe are we going to call it like COVID babies?
I think they're still, the COVID babies, those are going to be the weird ones when they're little, because they weren't like social for a while.
But they're going to mock us like when new technologies is like, yeah, you just use AI. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, because like even now, like, I'll go to my friend's house, and, like, his daughter's like, you watch Instagram Reels? And I'm like, yeah, it's still, it's like, oh, no, we don't do that. Like, we're on TikTok all the time. I was like, okay. But it was like, they were literally mocking me because I used Reels. Like, but, like, that's, like, 3 weeks later after all the things are trending. I was like, what the fuck you want me to do? Like, I don't want to keep up with everything. Like, you guys can have TikTok. Tell me about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're already being ruled out based on shit that you did as your past. You wear socks that are ankle socks.
You're a certain age now.
You're definitely not a young person. It's like, damn, just because of my socks.
Yeah, I'm not, but I know we're going to feel that, and we're going to be all... my image is like when we have like holograms on shit. I know by the time we have holograms for like, you go to an ATM and it is a fucking hologram. I won't be so stubborn. I was like, no. Where's the touchscreen? And someone behind me is like, no, Grant, no, sir. It's now a hologram. You just pull it out. No. Where's the fucking phone?
I don't want to learn gestures. I just learned this. Like,
yeah, no. Where's the screen? It's not a screen. You just pull it out. Don't help me.
Yeah, it's gonna be a headache. So I'm hoping to die before that. I'm really hoping for like an asteroid or something just to reset everything. Like, boom.
What would be your scenario that is like, this is a good death. I'll take this one.
I don't know. Like, I feel like the AI thing is not bothering me right now. But so, no. Like, I just can't. That's the thing is, like, I don't have the foresight to even think, like, what could be next. Like, will we be talking to holograms? Like, is all the shit that I see in science fiction movies like going to happen? That'd be weird, but I'd love to see it happen. Like the fucking Minority Report where you're wearing a glove and just swiping things. And like, they're trying to do that with
the VR.
Yeah, they're trying to do it with the VR, but I just don't feel like that's.
But now we think those people look dumb.
Right.
But at some point, the people who don't have.
Right.
Don't
but
have
once
them.
The technology can happen to the way. Because I remember, what was it? Facebook was trying to do the metaverse. And they're trying to get people to go in and live their life online. Like, no, this is so dumb. Nobody wanted to do it.
Now.
But until they get like to that Ready Player One, you ever see that movie? Where it's just a guy just wearing a suit, standing up, walking. And I was like, okay, this might be, as long as it's super realistic, it has to be some level of realism.
They are creating already like suits that let you feel what is happening. If you play Call of Duty and shit, and they've judge you,
yeah,
you feel pain.
Yeah, see, that's
that
dumb.
Is like a little dumb. Like
that's the.
It's cool, but it's like, why would you like? It's like, yeah, no, I like the pain.
That's
like
the complete opposite of what a video game is for. Like, yeah, I don't want to feel anything. I literally just want to go punch that hooker in the face.
Yeah, and that's it. No consequences.
It's like, it's like you had to turn off the remorse mode. I was like, oh shit! All right, I didn't realize there was a remorse mode after punching. Like, I just want
to just go to jail. Apparently, in GTA 6, I don't know if this is true, but apparently, if you go to jail in GTA 6, it's not like you go to jail and there's like an animation, you're out.
Yeah.
Apparently, you go to jail. And there are some missions to do in jail.
That's wild.
You go.
Because they have a version of Grand Theft Auto that you have real jobs. It's like a real world version of it. So like, there's people that are actually the police, and there's people that are pizza delivery drivers, and their whole gaming experience is working as a cop or as in like in Grand Theft Auto. I was like, that's
imagine,
fucking weird.
Imagine buying Grand Theft Auto, creating your character, going into the game to be like a pizza delivery guy. It's like, what are your expectations in life?
And it's so funny that like they include these tasks in video games. I'm like, who would ever want to fucking do that? And then I'm playing a game. Was it Red Dead Redemption, the cowboy game?
Yeah.
And I'm like baling hay, just doing it. Like, yeah, because they always say fun. We're living in a simulation, right? And I'm like, but who would want this to be the life? Meanwhile, I'm playing a fucking cowboy game, and I'm moving hay bales, and I'm like brushing a horse. I'm like, oh. I would be the guy, like, you know, let me be a fucking middle-aged stand-up comedian and see what happens in his life.
But if we're in a simulation, I talk about this with Grace Butler, like a little bit about it, because there are a lot now of simulation games, and there are some that is like, one is like a lawnmower. You just have a lawnmower.
There's one that's a power washer. Like, you just spray off somebody's dirt on their deck. I was like, but it's basically just a relaxing thing that they figured out. But at the same time, it's like, if I'm playing a game and I'm a fucking cowboy, it's like, hey, you got to do this job. Like, all right, so go to work in this game. Like, why am I doing this? Like,
but like on the levels of simulation, I believe us or the majority of us were not the main players in this simulation.
We're batteries, like in the Matrix.
Yeah, maybe main players will be like serial killer. That's maybe a main player. That is playing to be a bad person.
Yeah.
If we are a simulation, like, because they go so out of the code. Let's say we're on the code.
We're pretty much normal, yeah.
Normally, but
we don't deviate.
Like, famous people, Kanye. Like, I Pete Davidson, like, he have to be a main player. Like, I saw a video today of the girls he has been with, and it's like, every fucking dream of any guy is like, yeah, I've been with her, and also with her, and
he had a good run. Haven't seen anything lately, but he's had a good run.
He had a really good run. Yeah. Like, fuck you, Pete Davidson. But Pete Davidson made me think, like, if you're funny, you can make it, but you gotta have money too. But
right, you gotta be funny and famous.
And famous,
yeah, and have a dad that died in 9/11. Like, you need
that. You don't have that. He left in your case.
Yeah, I had a dog that died on 9/11. Not the big one, though. Like 2010, so it wasn't the main 9/11. It was still a sad day. It just wasn't as sad for the rest of the country, you know?
People are mourning for all over the country for your dog.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, never forget this.
Okay, with this, I'm going to end the episode here. Again, if you're on Spotify, I'm not putting the bonus content on Spotify. I'm going to put it on YouTube. But this is the episode for now. We're going to go to more content, bonus content. I believe we're going to talk about simulation because I have many ideas about simulation and space and universe and all of that you're going to hear on the bonus content. But say hey, bye. Hey,
come back and see if I'm still alive after eating his teriyaki chicken. How are you feeling?
Bye.
Adios.